Up next on this housing special from Belvoir Lettings, I have Daniel, the manager. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about what Belvoir do and the area that you operate in.
We are a sole letting agency, so all we do is let and manage residential property. We cover Skipton, the office is based in Skipton, and we also cover the surrounding areas, so we go as far north as Grassington, Threshfield, Settle. And then we go as far south as Steeton and Silsden. And then we also dip our toe a little bit into the Lancashire market, which is Barn Oswick and Earby.
Over border.
Yeah.
What a beautiful part of the country to be working in, though. Lovely Yorkshire Dales. As you suggested, you are purely a lettings agent, which means you know, that is your focus. You are well and truly an expert in lettings. We've got some advice for people who may be thinking about buying to let. Simple question. Why would somebody do that?
Several reasons, really. One of the main reasons people are investing in property at the moment is because interest rates are so abysmally low in the bank accounts. So people who have some savings and they're sat in a bank account and that's earning them very little interest are thinking, what else can we do with this money? Where else can we put our money? And people are seeing property as a really safe investment to make and to put that money into a property and then actually see a much better, much higher return than they're getting in the bank accounts.
Are there any particular types of properties to let? What would work for Skipton and surrounding areas?
Yeah, for Skipton, because we don't have a university or a huge student population, the main properties that we advise people to invest in are either the small terrace properties, two-bedroom, three-bedroom. They're great, they're low maintenance and always let well to either young professionals or some families. Another option is to invest in an apartment. There's quite a few old mills that have been developed around Skipton and in Skipton.
Oh, I bet they look they're gorgeous apartments.
That's right, yeah. They tend to come with a lot of character, high ceilings, big windows, and they can make great investments as well.
So what would some of the pitfalls be then?
There's a few sort of fundamental things to really look out for when you're looking at buying to invest in a property. One thing I would always look at now is there's some new rules that have come out regarding the energy performance of a property. It has to have an energy performance certificate, and that score on the certificate needs to achieve a band E or above. Usually there are certain things you can do that will improve that to a band E, but obviously that's work you've got to take on.
Don't buy a drafty property.
Don't buy, single glazed windows, no central heating, very little insulation. Yeah, stay clear, really.
Okay, let's stick to the lovely, eco-friendly, bill-saving properties.
Yeah.
But great piece of advice there, Daniel. Any more?
The other kind of fundamental things are parking. Even if it's just got on-street parking, and on-street parking's fairly convenient, always have a drive past, see what the parking's like on the evening, see what the parking's like on the weekends. If he's got no parking, can be quite a challenge to let these days for us.
What about gardens?
Everybody likes a garden, but not everybody likes to maintain a garden.
No one likes weeding. Well, no. I definitely have never met people that do.
It is more maintenance, but it's just managing that. And if it doesn't get kept on top of, it can become a bit of a jungle pretty quickly, especially this time of year. And you can have yourself another maintenance issue going on. So without a garden, it just eliminates that risk. It just really, with a rental property, the low maintenance you can make it, the better.
What about things like schools and transport links? Is that important in buy-to-let?
Yeah, transport links and schools are really important. They really come into play. Transport links, especially with employment, because obviously, particularly in Skipton, if you are looking to invest, look at a place that has diverse employment, so they're not just relying on one specific employer. So if something happens to that employer, there's going to be a huge amount of unemployment happens overnight in the town, and good transport links to other towns and cities that gives more options to employment. That's going to help with the rental market, because you want a good supply of good quality tenants coming into the market. But also for your capital growth, because it's not just all about rental return, it's about capital growth as well, and you want that property to grow year on year.
I would imagine being a landlord has a lot of rules. I've heard a sort of legislation of being a landlord, it is really quite complicated. Are there easy ways to get around that?
One easy way is to use a letting agent.
Okay.
You're right, there are quite a few rules and regulations that have come in recently, the EPC being one. So it's definitely worth getting some advice. There's quite a lot of free advice if you do go online. There's quite a lot of websites out there that that can help. But I would say I would go and speak to an agent and say, look, what's the best property for your area? What do you like to get on your books? What do you know that you can let fast? And listen to what that agent says and go with their advice, really.
Well, let's ask. Shall we ask you that question right now? Hello, my name's Beth, and I would love to buy a property to let with Belvoir Lettings. What property would you advise me getting on your books, Daniel?
OK, the type of property that I really like to go out and see from a lettings perspective is a really well-presented two- or three-bedroom terrace property. Modern kitchen, modern bathroom, neutral decor, nice flooring, neutral flooring, carpets, little backyard, double glazed, gas central heating, well-proportioned rooms, because I know that's the type of property that I can let day in, day out to a good quality tenant.
That was very good. So if people want to come and ask you that question, even though they've got a little bit of a hint of what the answer may be there, where can they go to find out a bit more information with you or someone from the Belvoir team?
To get in contact with us, the best thing to do is either send us an email to skipton@belvoirlettings, that's got the S on the end, .com, or you can give us a call on 01756 700702.
Fantastic. Well, Daniel Johnson, thank you very much for coming in. And we'll bob lots of links as well, strayfm.com/family, so people can find out lots of information. Thank you very much.
Thank you.